This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Early lab data on vaccine effectiveness against the Omicron COVID-19 variant is useful, but it is still unclear how effective vaccines will be in neutralizing the new coronavirus strain in very sick patients, a UN Health Agency panel said on Thursday. The development follows reassurance from the World Health Organization, WHO, that available vaccines hold up very well in protecting people from the worst forms of coronavirus sickness for 6 months or more. After that, there is a minor modest reduction among over 65s or those with underlying medical conditions. In Geneva, Dr. Kate O'Brien from the WHO warned that the pandemic will not be snuffed out if countries continue to hold on to their COVID-19 vaccines, rather than sharing them under the WHO-partnered COVAX scheme.
Countries have been waiting. They have been waiting and waiting and waiting. It's going to come, it's going to come, it's going to come. And now it is starting to come, and we have to make sure that it continues. As we head into whatever the Omicron situation is going to be, there is risk that the global supply is again going to revert to high-income countries hoarding vaccine.
As Omicron spreads, WHO highlighted that those most at risk remain the unvaccinated, who represented 80 to 90% of those who have fallen seriously ill from COVID-19. The increasing needs of refugees and migrants from Venezuela have worsened with the COVID-19 pandemic, UN humanitarians have warned. The number of Venezuelans worldwide who've left their country has now topped 6 million. The vast majority have been taken in by countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. This follows violence, insecurity, and a lack of food, medicine, and other services in Venezuela that have forced millions to flee the country, creating one of the largest displacement crises in the world. UN humanitarian agencies, UNHCR and IOM, have stepped up their response to the crisis with a joint appeal for $1.79 billion. It will fund a regional plan for supporting the increasing needs of refugees and migrants from Venezuela and host communities across 17 countries. Land and water resources are critically stressed following a significant deterioration in their availability over the past decade, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, said on Thursday. If world food production trends continue to feed nearly 10 billion people by 2050, producing the additional 50% more food that will be needed could require an increase of 35% in water withdrawals alone. This could create environmental disasters, increase competition for resources, and fuel new social challenges and conflicts, FAO said in a new report. Head of agency Qu Dongyu warned that current patterns of food production are not proving sustainable. But the FAO chief countered this by adding that agriculture can play a major role in alleviating these pressures and contributing positively to climate and development goals. Solutions include better land and water governance that will benefit millions of smallholder farmers, women, youth and indigenous peoples, for they are the most vulnerable and face the greatest food insecurity. Daniel Johnson, UN News.